This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS action line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. How are you today? Welcome in to the Action Line from WGNS. This morning we're going to be talking about hearing aids and hearing well. And Shannon Cush is with us from Middle Tennessee Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. That's right, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic right here in Middle Tennessee. Right in the heart of Middle Tennessee, Murfreesboro. And Shannon, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us today.
Thanks.
You're in the new location of the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
That's correct.
And is it difficult to make people hear as well as they used to, or is it even possible? Do these new hearing aids do that?
With new technology, it gets easier and easier. But it won't be like it was when you're 20 years old. It is an artificial, a little bit of an artificial sound to it, but it's getting better and better all the time.
And do you think people, do they rapidly go and get these hearing tests? I mean,
there's still a huge stigma with hearing aids for whatever reason. People are not reluctant to get eyeglasses as they get older, and they're not reluctant to get dentures as they get older. But for some reason, hearing aids still has that old people kind of taboo with it. And as baby boomers, which is a huge percentage of the population, is now getting older, those people are the ones that we want to remain active and to continue the lifestyle that they've had. And hearing loss doesn't allow you to do that. Hearing loss withdraws people from situations. And we want to keep people out and busy and having the lifestyle that they deserve to have.
Do you think people realize they have hearing loss?
I think hearing loss occurs so slowly over such a long period of time with most of us that you kind of think that you might be missing some things, but nobody really wants to admit that they're getting older. So it just makes it a little bit harder for people to get in. But it's a quick and easy test, just a basic audiogram, a basic hearing test, to determine where you lie and how much need you have. And it's painless and doesn't take a lot of time. So it's an easy thing for you to do.
Well, I have noticed that in meetings and places like that, most people start to seem to, they talk a lot quieter than they used to.
Absolutely. And people, that's very common. People come in and say, if other people would just stop mumbling, I wouldn't have this problem.
And then also when you go to a place that uses a PA system, they turn the bass up all of a sudden and it's hard to understand.
It is hard to understand. And then certain listening situations, restaurants, and when there's background noise, make it even that much more difficult.
So a hearing aid really can correct these problems. It can make where the PAs are not bassy and
absolutely
people don't mumble anymore.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, and you were saying people are reluctant to put hearing aids on. They've almost gotten to where you don't see them.
They're absolutely fantastic, and they've become so small, and I think it's more noticeable to people when you have a hearing loss that you either respond inappropriately or you don't respond at all than it is for you to participate and respond and carry on a conversation. It's much more noticeable when you don't wear a hearing aid than it is to wear them. They're very, very tiny, and they really do make a huge difference for people.
Well, I remember people used to put hearing aids on, and when they would put them in their ear, you would hear this squealing noise, the feedback. Has that been corrected?
Absolutely. There are some new aids on the market now that are called receiver in the canals, and they're able to separate the microphone from the receiver. Mm-hmm. People wanted hearing aids to be small and not noticeable, and the smaller they got, the less space they had, and those two things, the receiver and the microphone, had to be put very close together, and that caused that inherent feedback problem. Now with the newer aids, they've separated them. You still cannot see them because they really are very tiny, but it separated the receiver and the microphone so that you can get a much more natural kind of sound and without the feedback problems. You can get more power because you're able to turn it up a little bit as well because they're farther apart from one another.
Are hearing aids sort of like glasses in the respect that your prescription may change over the years?
Absolutely, but most hearing aids, as we get older, all of our nerves fatigue, wear out over time, and your hearing nerve is no different. But most hearing aids have a range so that it's not exactly like eyeglasses, that you have some play in them. They can be reprogrammed or reshaped to fit the changes that you have in your hearing, and so that they can accommodate you over a period of time and aren't quite as finite maybe as glasses are.
Now, when you say reshaped, you're not meaning physically, are you?
No.
Do your ear canals change with age?
No, I'm talking about the programming that goes on with them.
Okay. So that's all done basically by a computer, I guess.
It is. We hook them up to a computer. We program your specific hearing loss in them. It's ear specific. It's frequency specific to you. And then we kind of see how it sounds to you. And we really do try very hard to make it sound as natural as we possibly can.
Now, for the baby boomers who grew up in the rock and roll era, they hear rock and roll with the bass notes and things of that sort. If you have a hearing aid, do you hear those like you used to?
Maybe not when like when you're a teenager, but most of the hearing aids now have a music program, and they can even be specific to your genre. If you are a folk country, if it's rock and roll, if it's concerts and symphony kind of music, classical music, they have programs designed specifically for your music genre so that it will help you hear those kinds of tones and music even better.
Now, does it go into that mode when it detects music, or is it in that mode all the time?
Some of them do. So most of them have a couple of programs that you can switch back and forth to. If it's quiet and you're just carrying on a conversation, maybe one program that you can choose. There's the music program would be another. A third one would be noise as you go into restaurants or sporting events, that kind of thing, that you have that option. Some of them now, the newer hearing aids, can recognize those certain situations and can flip between them, but most of them have a little button that you just reach up very quickly and easily, mm-hmm. and can change that program.
I'm sure we all have a friend who fits this routine. I have a friend who is constantly trying hearing aids, and he said, well, I really tried, but they drive me crazy. I can hear conversations three rooms down if he's in the office. And he said, when I get home and I close my garage door, it sounds like a monster coming at me. And he said, they just drive me crazy. Now, what's wrong with that picture?
Well, there are certain sounds that are very loud. You know, when you drop a pan in the sink, there are paper kinds of sounds. Some of those sounds are very loud and will drive you crazy. Most of us kind of ignore them. We really don't listen to them anymore or attend to them. But when you haven't heard them over a long time and now all of a sudden those things are very loud, it does make a difference. It takes some retraining, auditory retraining, to kind of put those back into perspective. But most hearing aids also have a compression circuit so that when those loud sounds do pop up, that they kind of are compressed a little bit, smashed down, so that they don't kind of blow the top off your head.
So in reality, this person is hearing things they have not heard for a long time.
Correct.
Okay. So you just have to retrain yourself.
You just kind of have to be patient and really try. There are some programs that are available now, even online, that you can do once you get a hearing aid to go back in and kind of work through some of those situations so that your first instinct isn't just to take your hearing aid off.
Mm-hmm. Now, when a person gets a hearing aid, is it usually adjusted properly the first time, or does this take a few going backs?
It takes a couple of times, and most audiologists will turn it down a little bit because it is, suddenly things will be louder, and we want to encourage you to wear it. So we'll put it at the very bottom of where we think it should be, and then as you get used to it and you wear it and you go through things, then we're able to give you a little bit more volume, and you can kind of tolerate things a little bit better mm-hmm. over time.
So even at the lowest level, if you're missing out on conversations right now, you'll be able to hear them. Those conversations suddenly will be intelligible.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
And should we ask how much are these? do we want to know?
It's kind of like buying a car. Okay. The more bells and whistles you want on it, the more expensive they become. But you can really get a good quality hearing aid for $700 or $800.
Okay. Can you put the batteries in yourself, or are they so tiny that you need to come in and have you do that?
You can change them out yourself. They are can be very small, and the smaller the battery, the more you have to change them, just like, you know, like anything else. But you can do it yourself. They pop in and out very easily.
If you wanted a big battery in a pack, can you run a wire to your hearing aid?
No, not so much. But there are hearing aids that you can get if you don't want to mess with the battery. Some people have fingers that don't have much sensitivity left in them. And there are hearing aids out there that you can put in a charger overnight.
Oh, okay.
And they can kind of recharge themselves so that you don't, it's a box mm-hmm. that you buy, and so that you don't have to keep purchasing batteries over and over as well.
I guess this is something each person sort of individually has their likes and dislikes, and you have to
Absolutely.
Sort of find your way through. Is how do you find your way through? I mean, do you know your likes and dislikes at the beginning, or do you find it out by, whoops, I bought the wrong one?
Well, I think that's a conversation that you really should have with your audiologist at the very beginning. Mm-hmm. Talk about your lifestyle. What do you do? Do you sit at home and watch TV and your kids come over and you really don't get out much? Do you go to meetings? Do you go to church? Do you go to symphonies? Or do you play bridge? You know, talk about what your lifestyle is and what your expectations are, so that before you're ever fit or before you spend a penny, you kind of know what to expect, and your audiologist knows kind of where you are in your lifestyle as well.
Do you ever notice that some people who have problems with wax buildup, is that a sign of hearing problems?
Not necessarily, no. It's like anything else. Some people are more sweaty than mm-hmm. others. Some people are more oily than others. Some people produce more earwax than others. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. Earwax is designed to protect your ear. The bad part comes when people use Q-tips and stick it in there and pack it down over time, and that's when problems occur and they have to come in and get their ears cleaned out. But most people, your ears are designed so that wax kind of sloughs off and moves to the outside of the ear canal, where you can, when you bathe, you can use a washcloth and remove it easily.
Now, I've always heard when you're buying something that, you know, you put a little money into, it's good to have whatever you bought and whatever the agreement is down in writing. Is that true with hearing aids?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Most hearing aids have a warranty. Most for at least a year, some for two or three. You're able to buy an extended warranty after that if at a nominal fee. But get everything in writing before. Go in and sit down with your audiologist. Mm-hmm. Talk about everything, your lifestyle. You should know to the penny what you're going to pay before you ever go forward with your purchase of a hearing aid. It should all be in writing so that you both have a copy and that you'll know from the get-go what it will cost you. There shouldn't be really any hidden fees. There shouldn't be, anything like that. That there are battery clubs that you might be interested in. There are all kinds of things, but you should know before you sign on the dotted line exactly what you're getting into.
Now, a hearing aid really is an electronic instrument. It's high technology, just like buying a TV set or an MP3 player or
exactly.
What have you. Can you go to groups like Consumer Reports and get comparisons of which hearing aids sound the most natural, which ones have the least amount of problems? Is it like that? Do you have brand names that are more popular than others?
We do have brand names that are more reputable than others, just okay. Like anything else. But everybody's an individual, and you hear think what I might like and what might sound very natural to me may sound kind of funny to you. So the trick is you're guaranteed by law a trial period, usually a minimum of 30 days. Use that trial period. Wear it as much as you possibly can. Figure out, you know, if this works for you. And if you don't like the sound quality of it, then ask your audiologist, can I try a different brand and see? Usually in the office with the newer hearing aids, we'll have a demo that mm-hmm. we can put on you and let you listen to it and let you try out a couple different brands and see what you think. And then you can kind of pick the one that you think sounds the most natural to you. And then that may be the one you want to try for your trial period.
Do you think that people have the ability, if they're there in the office listening to them, do they sort of pretty well know which one they think sounds the most natural to them, most comfortable sound?
I think between you listening to it and some of the speech testing that we do in the office, it can really help you decide. We'll do some testing that will be word recognition, where you have to hear the word exactly to get it correct.
Mm-hmm.
And your scores on those kinds of tests can be very telling. Something may really sound good to you, but if you're not understanding the words correctly, then that may not be the aid for you. So work with your audiologist with your test, your speech scores, and kind of figure out what you do the best with as well as what sounds the best to you.
Now, the big question, does insurance cover these?
Probably not. Some do. It depends on some businesses, you know, Ford Glass and some businesses do. Some insurance companies have a program where they'll buy one aid every 3 years. It just kind of depends. Medicare, Medicaid, hearing aids are a luxury, so that they will not cover any of those. But check with your own insurance before you go in so that you know if they'll pay. There are also some programs out there that people with a very low income may be eligible for. So talk to your audiologist and see if you qualify for any of those.
Now, you said they would buy one aid. Do people normally buy two, or do they buy one, or do you buy them in a pair?
Depends on your hearing loss, but you were designed to hear out of both ears, and it does make it easier. The problem with one hearing aid is that your hearing loss in one ear becomes so much better, it makes that hearing loss in the other ear seem that much worse. And you'll find that it's very difficult for you to localize. You'll hear the sound, but you will not be able to really tell where it's coming from. And if that's not, if all you want to do is hear it, then you may just want to go with one. If it's important to you to kind of know where you are in space and to hear those kinds of, be able to tell where sound is coming from, then two may be better for you. During that trial period, try two. Try them and see. Wear two of them for a week or 10 days. Wear just the right one. Wear just the left one. Then put two back on. See what works the best for you.
We're talking today about hearing aids. Shannon Cush is with us, and she's from the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. They are there to help you if you have hearing loss, and so many people do and don't know it. You may need to give Shannon a call at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. We're about to enter the segment of the program where we open up the phones for your calls and questions. And I'm curious, do any of you have hearing aids? Now, I do not. So I'm just curious, did they make a difference in your life? Did you notice a difference? Is it a different sound from what you used to have? Do you like it? Our number is 893-1450. We want to hear from you this morning. 893-1450, particularly those of you who are wearing hearing aids. We'll be right back.
This is FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and TV 11, Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro.
There's several things I enjoy about this time of the year, one of them being baseball, and of course the smell of newly mowed grass. This time of the year also brings the Ancelotta Caprese Salad at Paleo's Grill. If you haven't had Paleo's Ancelotta Caprese Salad, you have missed one of the joys of summer. Now just picture this, some slices of thick Tennessee-grown tomatoes, and then delicious mozzarella cheese. And top that off with delicious basil, grown fresh right there in the garden outside Paleo's. I guarantee you, once you try the Ancelotta Caprese Salad at Paleo's, you'll come back and enjoy it again and again. So let the Ancelotta Caprese Salad at Paleo's Grill be another one of those special ingredients of summer. Paleo's Grill, 730 Northwest Broad, diagonally across from Haynes Lumber Company. I'll see you at Paleo's.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
We buy our diamonds direct from the cutters of Belgium, the diamond capital of the world. Diamonds are a symbol of your devotion, of your life together, of how far you've come.
Bell Jewelers, a cut above.
This is Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers, across the street from Toots in Murfreesboro. Visit us online at belljeweler.com.
We have a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms, otherwise areas of patchy fog, sunshine, and highs in the mid-90s. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Valuber. Right now, 79.
Play it again, sports!
Your football headquarters.
From Under Armour, Shutt, and Reebok, we've got all the gear you'll need for youth football. From pants, helmets, pads, down to the gloves and mouth guards, you'll find everything you need at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good morning. Still on the scene of a situation at Interstate 24 westbound at mile marker number 75, where we had an overturned tractor trailer with hazardous materials around 3 a.m. this morning, and they are still in the cleanup stages of that. It's going to take some time to get this area cleaned up. Emergency crews are still on the scene. Traffic still being diverted. And just remember, give yourself plenty of extra time and have a lot of patience today. Tennessee's largest flea market, still located at the Tennessee State Fairgrounds, and it's open this coming weekend. Come out for a unique, one-of-a-kind shopping experience this weekend only at the Tennessee State Fairgrounds. I'm Charlie Sunny, and that's WGNS Traffic.
And be sure and make yourself aware that the traffic along 4170, Broad Street, Lowry Street, that general area, is heavier than usual also because the people are being diverted off of the interstate and onto that area.
Hello, this is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We're conveniently located at 2230 Mercury Boulevard near the South Rutherford Boulevard. There's a difference at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Member FDIC.
You've been putting off buying a new car. Now the old one just barely makes it. For over 20 years, I've been going to the Ford dealer here in town. They've recently sold. But the same sales staff that I've grown to depend on for those 20-plus years, along with the service department and even the collision team, they're all still there. And with their grand opening, the savings on a new Ford make this the time to trade in that clunker. That's Ford of Murfreesboro, on Broad at Northfield.
We're Middle Tennessee's home for the Atlanta Braves. WGNS, Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
Of Adam Shaw, she smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man, but I won't lose no sleep on that, 'cause I've got a plan. You're beautiful, you're beautiful, you're beautiful, it's true.
Hey, welcome back. Our number is 893-1450, and we're talking about hearing aids this morning. 893-1450. Many people need it, and many don't realize they need it. I guess they're in denial. I'm not sure.
I see that every day.
Do you really?
Yes, I do.
Well, what do they say to you? I mean, they say, what? Can't hear you.
What is a common thing that they say? But most people think that it's everybody else's fault. Mm-hmm. People mumble. My wife talks to me from the other room. You know, my daughter speaks very softly. And your daughter probably does, but she has all of her life. Probably has all of her life. And so they kind of try and put it off on everyone else, mm-hmm. But themselves. And just come in and have your hearing checked, and we'll see exactly where it is. The trick is there's a very fine kind of window of opportunity. Your brain operates on a use it or lose it kind of function. And the more you keep your brain active, the longer it will remain active. We all know that. The part of your speech, part of your brain, functions on that kind of principle as well. So that if you're not hearing words, if you're not hearing conversation, that speech processing slows down. It will naturally as we age, but that slows down as well too. So when people have hearing loss and they kind of ignore it, that processing slows to a point that once they get to where they absolutely have to have a hearing aid and you put a hearing aid on them, that processing has slowed so that now everything is louder and they should be hearing it correctly, but they are not processing as efficiently as they used to. So now things still are mumbly and aren't quite as clear. And it's not a function of the hearing aid. It's that they've waited too long.
You know, I've never heard that before. That's a very scary statement you just made.
Well, and it's true. It is true. Because some people will wait and wait and wait and wait. And then when they come in and you put a hearing aid on, and it will match their hearing loss perfectly and they should be doing correctly, but their speech scores will still be low. It's just because that processing part of their brain has not functioned for a long time because they haven't used it. They haven't heard at the level that your brain needs to operate efficiently. Mm-hmm. And so things now are just loud and they really aren't understanding any better. And that's what we want, is for you to understand exactly what people say to you at the highest level that you're capable of.
And I'm sure most people want that also. I mean, they want to be able to understand what other people are saying.
Absolutely.
But you don't know if you've waited too long and how much is too long. I mean, you don't even realize sometimes, I would imagine, that you've had a hearing problem.
Right. And that's why we say, come in and get your hearing checked. Come in and let us do just a basic audiogram with speech and noise, with a speech reception threshold, and let us see where you are now. If it's not that bad and you're really thinking, oh, it's kind of more money than I'm getting would get benefit from right now, then do it every year. Unless you notice that things are getting worse more rapidly, but come in and have it checked so that we can kind of keep tabs on where that window is and where you are, so that we don't kind of go past the point of no return.
Let's go to the phones. Our number is 893-1450. We're talking about hearing aids, and I know that got your attention when Shannon Cush mentioned that if you wait too long, it won't work right, no matter
it
how
makes
much
it much
you
more
want
difficult.
To. Yeah. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Shannon Cush at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. How are you today?
I'm fine. Glad to hear you talking about hearing aids. I have a friend who plays music. He does have hearing aids, very expensive hearing aids, but he can't hear the music. The music and the voices and everything just all comes together. Do you make a specialized hearing aid just for someone who plays music that they could use just to play music?
Absolutely. There are monitors we use. You may see professional singers and musicians use them, but they can be from 3-channel to 8-channel to 16-channel to 20-channel monitors that separate out the music and the voice and the bass, specifically designed for professional musicians. We really don't want to encourage you to wear your hearing aids if you're a musician. That may be what contributed to your hearing loss in the first place, is the loud music. But we do have some very specialized instruments that people with hearing loss can use while they play on stage.
Okay, and just in case he's listening, I think he is because I called him. would you give your where he can locate you if he'd love to come and see you.
We're at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic behind the new MTMC Hospital. We're on Garrison Drive. We're in the ear, nose, and throat department there at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic on Garrison.
And how are you listed in the phone book?
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and you can call the main number, or if you want to get specifically to the ENT department, to me, you can call 867-8110.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Thanks for calling. Now, she brought up a question that I'm hearing so much, and of course we heard this. When we were kids, don't play things in your ear loudly, and if you're a baby boomer, you went to combos and things like that, which is mild compared to today. I mean, you go to some of these things today and they have speakers out there that are as big as a house.
Mm-hmm.
And they really move the air. But you hear today a lot of youngsters using the little MP3 players right there in your ear. You don't think about that being loud, but it's right in your ear. Does
Absolutely.
That cause damage?
Absolutely. It causes what we call a noise-induced hearing loss, which is repetitive loud noise for an extended period of time. It can cause ringing, and it is usually frequency-specific, but it can cause you problems when you get in a background, loud kind of background noise situation. It can cause you problems as well. The speech sounds that usually occur out in that area where that hearing loss is are S, SH, CH, TH, F, those sounds that are kind of light and airy. Mm-hmm. So that those are the things that you'll, if it's quiet, you may do okay. But if there's any background noise, those are the sounds that you'll miss. So that you'll know people are speaking to you, but you really can't understand them because mm-hmm. you're missing those kinds of sounds.
Let me ask you this too, because technology today becomes our friend sometimes,
Absolutely.
But it also becomes our enemy. Things that make you think that you're hearing less, the environment around you is quieter, where they take sounds and put them out of phase.
Mm-hmm.
A good example, I hate to use a brand name, but Bose headphones.
Right.
That technology is also being used in cars sometimes,
right.
where they're making the interiors quieter by taking the sounds that you're hearing on the outside, the road noise, what have you, and then putting two of them out of phase and they cancel each
mm-hmm.
other. Do those sounds that you don't hear or are not aware of, do they cause damage? Is that something to be concerned with?
Not usually. Not unless it's very loud over an extended period of time. Those kinds of things usually won't cause damage to your hearing. It has to be something that's fatiguing for your hearing nerve that will kind of wear it out over time because it's driving such a loud sound into your ear for an extended period.
If it's not noticeable, it probably won't hurt you.
Correct.
Okay. But the things like the MP3 earbuds and stuff like that, that is a potential
problem. That can.
Problem.
And our rule of thumb is if you're standing next, not right next to shoulder to shoulder, but if you're standing next to someone and you can hear their music and you know what song is playing,
you're singing
then,
along.
then it's too loud. And we tell kids all the time, you know, turn it to where you want it to be and then just back it off just a smudge because, you know, you only have, you know, You can't redo your ears, and once that damage is done, it really can't be corrected. So take care of your hearing and be smart about it.
Now, for the lady who called us a moment ago who has a friend who is a musician, I've seen those earbuds or whatever you call them in their ears when they're doing performance, and oftentimes you'll see people on TV using them to hear information from someone talking to them. Do those have to be always connected to some source, or are they acting as a hearing aid?
Not necessarily. We have some musician kind of plugs. They're attenuators. You can get them for hunting, mm-hmm. so that when you go out and hunt and you hold that shotgun or whatever next to your head, that kind of loud sound, but you're still able to hear. While they're specifically designed for hunters, we have people who go to concerts all the time. Just tiny little custom earplugs that are very comfortable, that attenuate the sound, but that is still will allow you to carry on a conversation with the people that you go with. And those are not attached to anything. Most of the professionals attach theirs specifically. They kind of plug into what they want to hear so that it attenuates the loud sounds but still lets them hear the quality at the level that they need to perform.
And so that is important for them to be able to hear but not have it up too loud, which
exactly
created the problem, I guess, in the first place.
Exactly.
And that's what you hear if you're in the any type of electronic business that has earphones, things of that sort. People often, out of habit, I guess, I'm not sure why, listen loudly.
Most people are, I turn my TV up, and it's my kids will walk in and say, sheesh, Mom, your TV's really loud. and most of the time, it's because I'm not sitting in front of it quietly watching TV. I'm up and about. I'm listening while I'm folding laundry, doing dishes, straightening, doing the that people come and go. And so that kind of background noise level is a little bit higher, and I'm not really attending to the television. I'm listening, but I'm not specifically sitting in the quiet. So it's not that people just kind of turn it up. It's more comfortable. You don't have to expend as much energy to listen if you've kind of turned things up a little bit. But it does do damage over time.
But that's not a sign that you're...
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. We'll have parents come in and say, my kid's a loud talker. I think he has hearing loss. And some of us are just loud talkers. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you have a hearing loss. It just means that that's where your comfort level is for speaking. And I turn my TV up because that's where my comfort level is for listening to TV.
Are there any warning signs that people can generally use to let them know you need to have a hearing test?
It's almost like a colonoscopy or a mammogram. Once you get 50-ish, go in and have it checked. And your audiologist may say, gosh, you're terrific. Come back and see me in 2 years or 5 years or if you notice you have a problem. But, you know, it's just a really good idea to have a baseline audiogram. And then if you notice that you're having more trouble understanding people or people are commenting to you, you know, did you not hear me call you from the other room or did you not hear me speaking to you or, you know, you didn't understand what they said, did you, because you responded inappropriately to that conversation, then you have a baseline. Then you kind of have a jumping off point to see whether your hearing is progressing, your loss is progressing rapidly or is going slowly like we expect it to go. But those speech scores are, again, what's critical. And doing those speech kind of recognition things will also help you determine kind of when you need to do something about it.
Obviously, our society has not hooked into that. I mean, we're not just it's your age 50, let's go in and have the audiologist check our hearing.
It's a good idea, you know, just to kind of 50 is kind of the point where all things need to be kind of checked for everything, and it's just kind of a good idea to have it checked. If you've worked in a factory, if you've worked around loud noises, heavy machinery, if you're an avid hunter, if you're, you know, were a big concert goer, then I would say go sooner. But it's just a good idea to go and have it checked.
But the basic thing that you've said this morning that really should make people do that is the fact that at some point in life, if you wait too late, even if you put that perfect hearing aid in that's just set exactly to your needs, it won't work because I guess that part of your brain has atrophied. Is that a...
Yeah, it's that those, you know, like as you age, all of your nerves, your everything kind of fatigues and wears out and doesn't function like it should. It begins to slow. And your speech processing part of your brain is no different. Things will be louder, but they won't be any more clear just because that part of your brain is not functioning at the level... We need to maintain it and keep it busy and keep it working like it's supposed to be working. And over time, absolutely, that may happen. But if you can put it off until you're in your 90s, it would be much better than when you're in your 60s and 70s.
Shannon Cush is our guest this morning from the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. We're saving your ears today. Some information that she's passed along that I know you didn't know. And if you have any questions, our number is 893-1450. Still looking for somebody who is using hearing aids. And did you notice a big difference? Was it a positive difference? The first time you put those hearing aids in, did it take you a while to get used to them? 893-1450. We'll be back and talk with Shannon again in just a moment.
My memory rests, but never forgets what I lost. Wake me up when September ends.
When the weather's at its worst, we're at our best. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
This is Sean Brown at Southeastern Tire Service, where we now offer the Michelin Promise Plan. The Michelin Promise Plan is a new offer which includes a 30-day ride guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and a limited mileage warranty on all Michelin passenger and light truck tires, replacement and original issue. Did you know we now provide air conditioning service? Let our ASC certified technicians get your car road ready for spring today.
Southeastern Tire Service on Broad Street across from Advance Auto.
Weather Eye.
We have a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms, otherwise areas of patchy fog, sunshine, and highs in the mid-90s. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Valuber. Right now, 79.
People ask me, how does Perry Bell sell first quality name brand furniture about half price every day at Bell Furniture? He's learned that if you buy in trailer truckload quantities, you save money. And then instead of making the displays look like a decorator magazine, he puts it all in one big room. That saves money too. Plus, it's only Perry Bell and Linda Ferris there. The overhead is down. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Obamacare. Cap and trade. Body scanners at airports. Not defending the Defense of Marriage Act. Does this administration do anything constitutional? The 2010 election sweep was a start in the right direction, but much more needs to be done. Unfortunately, there are no quick political fixes. Getting back to limited government comes only in the form of educated voters who know the proper role of government. Curious to know what the proper role is? The John Birch Society has been teaching this for over 50 years. Call for a free DVD, Overview of America, and see why people are calling this the most profound video ever. Call 800-JBS-USA1 and ask for Overview of America. Pay only $5 for shipping and handling. Call 800-JBS-USA1 now.
The latest local news, weather, swap and shop, good neighbor events, and more is at your fingertips. WGNSradio.com. WGNS Murfreesboro.
Plays piano every Friday at the Hollywood. And they brought me down to see her. And they asked me if I would do a little number. And I sang with all my might. She said, tell me, are you a Christian child? And I said, ma'am, I am. Tonight, walking in Memphis, was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. Shannon Cush is with us this morning, and we're talking about your hearing. And if you wear a hearing aid, I'd like to hear your experience. Did that make a difference? Let's go to the phones. 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Shannon Cush. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. My late husband had a expensive pair of hearing aids, and is there a use for hearing aids by another person that you might want to pass some hearing aids on to?
That's a very good question. Thank you for calling. What about that, Shannon?
Yeah, it depends on, is it an in-the-ear hearing aid? Is it a behind-the-ear hearing aid?
In the ear.
Yeah, those are usually have a custom kind of shell. Please donate them. If you would bring them to an audiologist, there are programs that we can get them to for people who have very low income that really need them. but they have to be it's not something that you can just put on another person. But we would love to have them. If you would like to donate them, we can get them someplace that they can be used by someone who would really need them.
Well, I have a person, a friend that has a need for hearing aids, and I just wondered if maybe they could be reworked to go in his ears.
Yeah, we can certainly give it a look and give it our best shot and see. It depends on, you know, what your friend's hearing loss is, whether the power in the aids that you have is appropriate for that, matches their hearing loss, and we can certainly take a new ear impression of your friend and see if we can't fit that old circuitry in that new shell. But we can certainly give it a go and see what we can do.
Okay. Appreciate the help and
sure.
information.
Sure.
Thank you for calling,
you.
Too. And by the way, Shannon is at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and that's near the new hospital.
It's right behind it. We're on the back side of it there on Garrison Drive.
Mm-hmm. And if people know where the Gateway Island is, that's in your backyard.
It absolutely is. I look out my office window right at the lake.
And what a great sight that is. Each season brings you something new, I would imagine.
It's very pretty.
Before we leave you today, let's once again sort of review some of the things we've touched on. Once again, at what point, if you were going to set a time at someone's age for a hearing test, is there a time that's just a wise time to start and have your hearing checked?
I would say unless you specifically notice that or you're at risk from your work environment or your recreational kind of thing, I would say, you know, then come in sooner. But definitely come in 50-ish and just kind of let us do a baseline audiogram and see where you are. And even if you think, well, I'm really not having problems, great, then that gives us an idea of where you are now so that when you do start to have problems, we can see how much of a difference and if there's a huge change or if it's just a very subtle, slow process for you.
And the big thing that really caught my attention today was your statement about what happens if you wait too long.
Absolutely.
What happens?
We need to keep that speech processing part of your brain working at the highest, most efficient level that we can keep it working. And the only way we do that is by consistently providing it with good speech information. And if you wait too long and your hearing loss begins to occur, then your brain doesn't get that quality information that it needs to keep moving along like we want it to. So it's important that you do have the speech part of that test as well.
So get that checked early so that you don't wait too long.
Absolutely.
And you're in your 80s and 90s and trying to figure out why it just doesn't work. Shannon, once again, how can people get in touch with you?
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. We're in the new building on Garrison Drive. And the number there to the ear, nose, and throat department is 867-8110.
Shannon Cush, our guest this morning from the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. I hope this has been helpful to you. The only way that it's going to be helpful is for you to go out and have your hearing tested. So don't wait until it's too late. Give Shannon a call. And let's take care of that today. 867-8110. 867-8110. Shannon, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Have a great day. Now, tomorrow at this time, we're going to be talking lawns and gardens. Actually, tomorrow we're going to be talking about law and order. It's Thursday. We're going to be talking about lawns and gardens. Tomorrow, our Rutherford County Sheriff, Robert Arnold, will be joining us at this time right here on WGNS. So call us. A question for the sheriff tomorrow. Have a good day. Keep that smile on your face. I'll see you tomorrow.